Mr. Fantastic and the Thing are trapped. I've sealed them inside their laboratory with an unbreakable wall of solidified subsonic waves. The Fantastic Four never expected to be menaced again by Claw. The Human Torch seems to be missing, but his sister is inside and helpless without her two friends. All I need to do is shatter the glass inward with a simple sonic thrust. Don't you remember me, Mrs. Richards? Claw, the master of sound. Not so, my lovely. I survive. In truth, I did more than survive. My physical structure is now composed of solidified sound, which serves me a weapon far greater than the world has ever seen. And now I will wreak my vengeance thus. Your cries are in vain. Your husband and his grotesque friend are already trapped within their lab by my wall of subsonic sound waves. You have tasted my invincible power. You must know resistance is useless. Therefore, I command you to contact your brother, the Flaming One. Though I cannot see you, I can hear you. And now I command you, drop your cloak of invisibility. Good. You obey.
Yes, but it won't help you get Johnny. I don't care what happens to me. I'll never betray him.
Very well, then. With one sonic immobilizer beam, I shall now deprive you of all your powers. The Thing, it can't be.
Would you believe Rock Hudson?
My immobilizer beam will dispatch you as quickly as it would the girl.
Guess again, Fancy Pants. That nutty oversized kazoo of yours can't stop the ever-loving blue-eyed Thing.
It has to stop you. It's pure sonic energy. It can fell the tallest redwood.
No, kid. I'll try to remember that while I'm clobbering you.
I'll stop you yet.
Not if I can stop you first, Buster. If anybody told me I'd be knocked silly by a sound wave, I'd have flattened him. I don't know how you did it, Clawboy, but I'm still gonna put you out of circulation.
Before you can interfere, I shall finish off the girl and her trapped husband. Then I shall deal with you at my leisure. Farewell for now. Soon these three will be destroyed.
So, you have succeeded in transforming yourself into a creature of living solidified sound.
You comprehend quickly, Richards. A pity your brilliant mind must be destroyed.
We have been threatened before, Claw. But as you can see, we are still here. Look out that window behind you.
You disappoint me, Richards. Did you think to dupe me with a cheap, childish trick? Just in time to perish with your friends. Goodbye, Human Torch. I am invincible. You do not subdue the master of sound that easily.
Now it's my turn to attack. I have powers you've never dreamed of.